My name is Kira McDonough, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And this is my son, Ronan Godo. And Ronan is 3 years old and is going to be turning 4 on January 20th. Mm. Say hi, Ronan.
Hi.
Well, Ronan was due before January 20th and had yet to show up. So the doctor approached me with an option of if I wanted to be induced, and I elected to, as many women who are past their due date choose. So I went ahead, and the doctor said, well, my first availability would be on January 20th, and she gave me a morning appointment, and I in turn then called my husband. And my husband said, oh, well, can you actually switch it to a different day? Because that's the day of the inauguration. And I kind of said, are you crazy? I'm not going to change it because I really want this baby already. So we decided to go ahead with it. Or I should say I decided to go ahead with it. Actually, when we arrived at the hospital and they set me up in my room, I went ahead and we turned on the inauguration. And I was in active labor and watching it. And the only part I don't remember is towards the end of Obama's acceptance speech, because that's when I went into, the kind of active labor that one is not actually paying attention to the TV. And I think one of the things that I find is the funniest part of my birth story with Ronan, or one of the most interesting things, Megan and I had discussed this, one of my favorite things about Ronan and one of the things that we're looking forward to celebrating on Inauguration Day is that Ronan actually came out. That's when the exact moment that Ronan was presented to the world. Then after he was born, of course, everybody was sending us text messages, you know, congratulations and all this stuff. And I think probably upwards of 40 people responded thinking that they were terribly original, that were we naming the baby Barack. So everybody thought they were very funny. And we of course, responded that, you know, while a wonderful name, it wasn't a name that we had chosen for our child. But everybody thought that it was terribly original and funny. What was a challenge for us was shortly after I found out that I was pregnant, during my 4th month of pregnancy, my husband found out that he actually was being let go and his company was kind of changing what they were going to be doing. So he lost his job, which meant we lost our healthcare coverage. Sorry. So we found out that we were losing our healthcare coverage, and that was, of course, presenting its own challenge being pregnant. It's pretty costly. Going to the doctor, you're required to go on a very frequent basis, and of course, that's important, and was important to us at the time for having a healthy pregnancy. So his losing his job meant that we had to then pay for COBRA, which, for a family that was trying to have a baby and make it, was pretty difficult at the time. It cost at least $1,000 a month, if not slightly more. So that was definitely presented a challenge for us as a family. So what ended up happening from there was after I had Ronan, we elected for a family plan. You know, we stayed on COBRA for quite some time. And then I actually ended up going back to work after when Ronan was 9 weeks old, because we needed to obtain family health insurance that was more affordable. So I went back to work and got a full-time job as an HR manager with a Chicago-based tech company called AdGuru. Part of our struggle is essentially that when my husband lost his job when I was pregnant, we decided it was somewhat the ideal time for him to make that move and become his own boss and do what he's always wanted to do and follow his dream. So we started our own French Dijon mustard company, Ameline, because we are kind of foodies and and Francophiles at the same time. So we started our own small business and decided to pursue that dream. And part of the challenge that we are continuously having is getting loans and finding funds in order to help our small business grow. It's really frustrating for us because we are actually at a point in our business where we have demand for product and a lot of interest in the growth of the product and a lot of supporters, but we can't get a small business loan because we're considered to be too young or too new in or to obtain a loan. So it's been a huge source of frustration for us because we can't grow the business if we don't have the funds. It's, you know, somewhat of maybe a catch-22, but we can't produce the mustard if we don't have more funds. So my son Desmond is 8, and my son Ronan is 3, almost 4. Ronan, can you say hi?
Hi.
And then I'm 40, and my husband's 47. So Jeff is 47, and I'm 40. So, okay, so my son Desmond was lucky enough to be chosen in a lottery system, and he was accepted at LaSalle Language Academy, which the reason why I say lucky is because it is considered to be one of the best public schools in Chicago, and he is in a language immersion program, so he speaks French, and he's in third grade. I think as far as higher education is concerned, I hope that it gets easier to, you know, just having gone through what I went through, and we're actually paying off my husband's business school loans right now, which is an additional difficulty. But I hope that as far as loans go, that it gets easier, and I hope for my kids to go to school. I was lucky enough to go to a private college, and my parents were able to help me with that. But it's getting so much more expensive, and it is of concern to me that Ronan, how is he going to be able to attend a university and make it affordable? It's getting more and more expensive, and I think that the prospects of him... I hate the thought of him having to live with school loans until he's, you know, well into his 40s because he's paying back his college education. And my husband went to Kellogg School at Northwestern and got his MBA there. But with our own small business, the frustrating thing for us is being able to pay back those school loans is definitely a constant struggle for us. So as far as healthcare is concerned and where we're going forward, I think that I think that Obama has some...
Mom.
I know, baby, you just have to be quiet, okay? I think that Obama has some great plans in the works. I certainly have some concerns that it's... that I think that there are some good plans in place. I hope that families who go through what I went through where... Cobra, you know, it was very difficult for us to be able to afford Cobra, and I was pregnant, so it was so important that we had it. So I hope that that gets easier for people. I hope that that's something that we can take into consideration. I don't know if there's some sort of sliding scale or something that can be considered with families or with, in general, with people that are paying for their own health care. It became something that was really difficult for us to work into our budget.
My name is Ronan, and I'm 3 years old.
Say it again.
I'm 3 years old.
Hey, Ronan.
What?
Can you talk into the microphone for me?
Yeah.
Can you say hi, Mommy?
Hi, Mommy.
Okay. Can you... don't put your hand on there, buddy, okay?
Why?
Because then it changes the sound, okay? Hey, Ronan, do you know who President Obama is?
No.
Do you know where President Obama lives?
No.
You don't?
No.
Do you? Did you?
I like to ask mommy.
Did you vote for President Obama?
Okay, this is annoying.
Ronan.
What?
Do you know where Washington, D.C. is?
No.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to be a football player.